Now, let's go to the New Testament and see how Kairos is used. Okay, we saw already in Acts 13 in the sermon on Pentecost when Peter preached, and he says that times of refreshing. But I talked about Sarah just now, right? The year of manifestation. Here it is in Genesis 18. It says here, I will certainly return to you according, God is talking to Abraham. I will certainly return to you according to the time of life. And behold, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening in the tent door, who was behind him like many women. Because they can't trust their husband to tell them later on because he misses all the facts. She would say, is that all? He also said that, but what, anymore, right? And we guys are headliners. Women are details, right? Guys are, okay, never mind. Guys just, you know. Women are more precise. So she was listening to hear. And God says, Abraham, this time, next year, according to the time of life, according to the time, the word time is F, which is a seasonable, favorable time, Sarah shall have a son. If that is not enough, God repeats himself. Drop down verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I'll return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Waiting for 20 years, and finally when Kairos happens, the manifestation happened. That's why I call this the Kairos year. This is the year of your manifestation. Whatever you prayed for years is a year of manifestation. Amen. You know the word, is anything too hard for the Lord? If you look it up in the Hebrew, it's not just too hard. The word, is anything too wonderful for the Lord? Is there anything too miraculous for the Lord? Is the word pala, where one of Jesus' names is, his name is Wonderful Counselor. Right? Wonderful is the same word. Is there anything too wonderful? Is there anything too miraculous for our God to do? The idea is there anything too hard? I read this and I asked God for something that y'all won't believe I asked God for. But I'm not going to tell you. That's why one of the things, you know, you read the Bible, you know, you read verses like this and then your faith starts growing. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? It's like the Lord challenging you. Then God, okay, I ask you for this. Based on medical science, it's not possible. Based on this natural laws of men. But I'm going to ask you this. Because there's nothing too wonderful for you. There's nothing too miraculous for you. So I ask God for it. Amen? What is it, Pastor Prince? Not for you to know. Don't you just love God's word? How it builds faith when you read it? Amen? Now, watch this. It says, according to the time of life, right? Look at what the New Testament says about the same verse when Paul wrote it in Romans 9:9. For this is the word of promise, referring to the same incident. At this time, Kairos, I will come and Sarah shall have a son. You see it? In the Hebrew, it's F, he has son. So in other words, they were waiting for that miracle baby. They were both, all right, beyond the years already. Sarah, even when she was young, she was barren. And now she's 99 and he's 100 years old. And God says, I've been waiting for 20 years. God says, your Kairos moment is here. But what I want you to see is this. When Kairos happened, manifestation happened. The long-awaited manifestation happened. Amen. Amen. The other day, I was with Pastor Lawrence. He was here in the first service. Pastor Lawrence and I, we were out. And he shared this with me that a few days ago, just this past week, he went to pray for someone at home. And usually he has a prayer ministry people that he will call upon. Whoever is free, at least two persons will accompany him to the house. At least two. So he was calling for anyone that's available. And they do not know where they're going. They do not know what they're praying for, except for Pastor Lawrence. Okay, they volunteer. So it happens that two of them followed Pastor Lawrence to pray for a lady who was suffering from Parkinson's. The family invited the prayer team to go over. So Pastor Lawrence was there. And one of the ladies who didn't know who she was going to be praying for, shared with them this testimony from our church. She said that actually some years ago, my mother-in-law was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And from what you know, Parkinson is that, you know, it gets, it's a degenerative disease. Doesn't get better, okay? She said that she was diagnosed by the doctor with Parkinson's and all that, and she had the early symptoms and all that. We started praying for her. the way they are taught in church, right? In the name of Jesus, taking communion, trusting God. She said, 9 years have come and gone. Today, she's completely healthy, completely well. Not a sign of Parkinson. The doctors gave her a clean bill of health. Now, it wasn't instantaneous, all right? It was incrementally, but the manifestation happened. Now, who would have thought that the person he invited, right? The one that was available is the one who's going to pray for the same condition that she prayed for her mother-in-law to be healed of, to encourage the person who has been prayed for so as to show that God puts things at the right time, at the right place. And I wanted so much to tell Pastor Lawrence, the theme for this year. But I hold myself back. So even Pastor Lawrence do not know what's the theme of the year until today. All right? And only my wife knows, all right? Because she will help me along with some of the, you know, creative work and all that, and our creative team. So no one else knows. But a very funny thing happened the other day. My son Justin, just this past week, last Sunday, when he was in Rock Kids, one of the Rock Kids boys asked him, "Hey, what's the theme of the year? And tell me what's the theme of the year." So he says, I don't know. He says something about timing, I think. Now, we don't tell him. You know, at the age of 10, you know, you tell them anything, just know this, okay? What you don't spread, don't say. They're only 10 years old, you know? So we've learned not to say about the theme of the year or whatever. But he said this to his friend, something about timing, right? I asked him, what do you tell your friend? Something about timing. And then I told him, right time, right place. And Wendy and I had to stop ourselves from, whoa, because the moment you say, whoa, it's like he's very fast. He'll know it. So that's prophetic. And more than once, he's been prophetic. Most of the part, he's a boy. Don't go to him and ask for a word, all right? Most of the time, you ask him for a word, he will tell you Charizard. Say, what is that? Pokemon. Okay, so when it happens, it happens. I'm just glad, you know, he's there in my life. Praise the Lord. This manifestation that God wants to happen, notice it comes together with Kairos season. At the Kairos season, Sarah will have a son. At this time of life, at this Kairos time, favorably. And God is giving us this year as a Kairos year. Amen. Right time, right place. Now, I'll come to the place part just in a while. But look at another verse that uses Kairos over here. In Galatians, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, we shall reap if we do not lose heart. In fact, the context there has got to do with giving. But he's saying, you don't see your manifestation, you don't see your harvest. Don't lose heart, don't give up. We shall reap. When? In due season, we shall reap. Make a guess. Due season in the Greek, what is it? What is it? I love this church. These people are amazing. Amen. Invite me back, will you? Amen. But I'll tell you, this is an amazing church. You got the right word. Kairos. Due season is Kairos. What happens when Kairos comes? That due season comes? We shall reap. Right? If we faint not, don't give up. Don't say, you know, I pray already and, you know, it's not happening. I give up. Don't give up. Your Kairos is coming. Amen. You encounter your life partner. Amen. You say, I give up with your life partner. No, don't give up. Amen. Don't give up.